26 left in the second. It's 38-33, Beecher by five.
Well, if this is a game of spurts, then right now is USA's turn. They need to get going again, get some tray shooting, and then they were pretty sharp with Heckroth.
Hunter Bone gets the inbound, being guarded by Terry. Over to Mike Kemp, nearly at midcourt. Across the timeline to Michael Kramer, left wing. Here is the trap, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Terry. It'll be USA ball on the side, right in front of the student section, left side of your radio. 2:48 left in the second. 38-33. Beecher by five. USA inbounding. Hunter Bone into Macklin Kramer, and it's stolen, by Torin Thomas. And Macklin Gettle comes in hard with it. That is a foul.
Well, Macklin was just basically saying, you're not going to get a shot off.
That's his third personal. And team's 10th for USA, so this puts Torin Thomas at the free throw line for two shots.
Now it looks like we got a little bit of a compound.
They're calling that an intentional foul. 5:48. Clint Beecher likes it. Mark Gainforth certainly does not. So this puts Torin Thomas at the free throw line all by himself, lonesome. And to boot, after these, Clint Beecher will retain possession. 2:47 left in the second. First free throw, no good.
There's one more coming, then possession.
Well, as Rasheed Wallace used to say, ball don't lie. Torin Thomas is second. This one's no good.
Well, now we know who to foul at the end of the game. All right, Ellison's inbounding. So that tells me he's going to be going to three-point land, and that's why we have a timeout.
We have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth. He is still fired up to the point where Hunter Bone is quieting him down. 2:47 left in the second. It is a full timeout called by USA. 38-33, Beecher by five.
Yeah. Okay, everybody get in line. Yep, let's make one solid line, and we'll start the interview process shortly.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Sorry, hold on. Let me put this down. Hey there, Mike. I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from Thumbcell for only $299. And right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Well, normally we don't miss much action during the middle of a full timeout, but Steve Bone and the bench of USA picked up a technical foul. Apparently a magic word was said, and this puts Malik Ellison at the free throw line shooting two. Mark Gainforth pleading his case to the officials. And now Mike Williams chirping in at midcourt. Officials tell him to get back in his coach's box. Tempers flaring, emotions high in Montrose, Michigan for Region 21 semifinals. First free throw from Ellison is good.
That's why they call it March Madness. Isn't it fun?
Ellison with 14, Beecher by 6, 2:46 left in the second. And he missed the second one. So now it will be Beecher ball at midcourt. Inbounding will be Jordan Rowland. 2:46 left in the second. 39-33, six-point ball game. Terry inbounds. That was Rowland inbounds to Terry. Terry over to Rowland, right wing. Back up to Terry. One dribble back to Rowland. Dribbling in the corner, back out to the right wing, back to the top to Ellison. Ellison, skip pass to the left wing to Terry. Pull-up jump shot, in for two. That's a smooth-looking shot, as he has 10 points alone in this quarter for 14. 41-33, Beecher by 8. 2:15 left in the second. Mike Kemp in trouble. Gives it to Micah Kramer over to Hunter Bone. Top of the key. Resets the offense. 2:10 remaining. Bone up to Zach Fritz. To the left wing to Micah Kramer. Faces the basket against Ellison. Gonna have to start his dribble. Now he does. Feeds it into Kemp. A little bit hand on that one. Kemp's in the corner. To the left wing to Hunter Bone. Bone wants a screen. None there. 1:50 left now. Bone against Terry. Inside the lane. The floater's up. Off the mark. Rebound. Mike Kemp can't get the putback to fall. And here comes Beecher in a hurry. In transition, Ellison puts it up for two. It's in. Back out to a 10-point lead, 43-33. Minute and a half to play. Hunter Bone midcourt gets a screen from Kemp down to the left wing into the corner to Kramer. Kramer, one dribble, three, off the mark, rebound Ellison. The man seems to be everywhere suddenly. Here comes Ellison the other way, over to the right wing, Terry for three, he got it. His third three of the quarter for 17 points of the night altogether. Suddenly it's Beecher out by 13 points, 46-33, just 1 minute remains in the first half. Micah Kramer to Hunter Bone, being guarded by Terry from a distance, now he closes the gap. 55 seconds left. Left side of your radio, the USA Patriots. Over to the right wing to Micah Kramer, up to Mike Kemp, and it's stolen. But here is Terry, and now we have a whistle. And it's going to be an over and back on Hunter Bone.
And truth of the matter is, that's
it's
a break for USA.
It saved him a transition bucket, excuse me. Believe it or not, that's only the second turnover this quarter. USA has seven through 15 minutes. Substitution coming in, Harrison Kramer. Inbounds as the USA bench now has to stay seated for the remainder of the game because of the technical foul. So that results in Mark Gainforth playing leapfrog on chairs. Beecher ball at midcourt. Gainforth still in the ears of the officials. Terry across midcourt against Harrison Kramer. Over to Malik Ellison, thought about taking the three. Now he dives in the lane. Over to the opposite block, over to Thomas. And Thomas is fouled on his way up. Thomas missed two earlier free throws on intentional fouls. We'll see how he does with players around him. This foul will go against number 35. Zach Fritz has his first. Double bonus the rest of the way for the 39 seconds. Thomas' first free throw. This one's good. Just need some company there, John.
That's all it took.
Substitution. Beecher, number 13, Idris Hardnett checks back in. Replaces the freshman in Jalen Terry. Out there for USA right now, we have Mike Kemp, Hunter Bone, Harrison Kramer, Zach Fritz, and Tyler Heckroth. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Fritz. Here comes USA. Going to have one more shot at this. 35 seconds left. Hunter Bone and the Patriots trailing by 14 points, 47-33.
Look at the matchup.
Bone against Ellison. The best of the GTC East, or West, excuse me, against the best of the GAC Red. And it's out of bounds off of Ellison's foot. 24 seconds remain.
Ellison makes you work.
No kidding. Into the corner to Heckroth, into Mike Kemp. And Beecher's Levane Blake gets a piece of it, goes out of bounds. He'll be now USA ball underneath throwing hoop on the baseline.
Blake's been having a battle all day, actually, with Mike Kemp.
Bone inbounding into the corner to Harrison Kramer. Pops the three off the mark. Rebound, though, long, and it's finally brought in by Blake. 14 seconds left. Ellison pops the three left wing. He got it! Ellison and the Bucks now leading by 17 points with 5 seconds remaining. Hunter Bone at midcourt has to launch this one, and he gets stripped just before the buzzer, and they're going to say
it's over.
That is it. The first half is complete with Bucks running out on a big lead. They now lead by 17 points after 16 minutes. Flint Beecher 50, USA 33.
Whether you need a new commercial, farm, or just plain fun pickup truck, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the largest inventories and selections of brand new 2017 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck models in the area. With two-door regular cab, four-door double cab, four-door crew cab, and dually models, and rear-wheel, four-wheel, and all-wheel drive models, you should have no problem finding one to suit your needs and budget. They have a limited selection of brand new 2016 Chevrolet models on hand at significant savings over manufacturers' suggested retail price.